Before we get back to your baseball calls, Met fans concerned, Yankee fans pissed off. I'm talking about removing the manager when it comes to the Yankees to spark the team. Let's laugh a little bit. Let's have some fun. Let's think a little bit with a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted,
where I read the old tweets of fellow FN coworkers, and in this case, Tiki and Loogie will guess who of their coworkers.
Wow, Tiki's on the line to guess?
Tiki's on the line to guess. Is that true?
You just said Tiki and Loogie will guess.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah.
I try to imagine you're Tiki.
You're wrong.
We are both former football players.
just to make me feel better when I miss him. But no, Tiki's not on the line. I think he's drunk in Jersey.
I love it.
Is that an accurate description?
Yes. He's with a pair of my friends right now, and I've heard Tiki's having a great time.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. All right, this is a post from June 21st, 2024. We can mock the Mets all we want as Yankee fans, but let's be real. Not only do we wish we had him, we need Grimace. Was that Chris McMonagle, Keith McPherson, Sean Morash, or Evan Roberts? Why would I tweet that? That's stupid. What's your guess?
I'm not going to guess because I know who it is.
Tell me, what's your guess?
That would be one Mr. Sean Morash.
Okay, yeah, I have no cat in the dog race. What do you call it?
You remember tweeting that?
I do remember tweeting that.
A lot of times Sean gets tripped up by his own tweets, but that one you vividly remember.
So fresh. Because I still remember it. As a matter of fact, I found myself asking this question last night about a half an hour after Devin Williams blew the save. Do we need the Hamburglar?
That's funny. Here's post number two, November 12th, 2019. Just got into an Uber and the driver says, quote, I know who you are. Tell Joe Beningo I learned English by listening to him overnights. Is that person Evan Roberts, Greg Giannotti, Boomer Esiason, Chris McMonagle? Sean?
I think it's McMonagle.
You're wrong.
I'm going to say, do I go now? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that is Greg Giannotti.
You're wrong.
Wow.
Whoa. Did Evan's give me a look, but I believe I took Evan's first ever Uber because he was very curious when we waited outside a gas station, outside UBS, if the Uber was going to be there in time.
I'm not an experienced Uber man.
So I'm going to go, who was the fourth person besides that?
The correct answer, which is Norman Julius Boomer Esiason.
It's great that Tommy gets an opportunity. I do believe that it is a gift to the fans.
Thank you, Boomer.
I find that amazing.
I know. That's my favorite part. Boomer Esiason, former NFL MVP, walks into an Uber, and the guy says, I know who you are. Okay, great. Whether it's on the radio or as a football star. Tell Beningo I learned English listening to his overnight.
Imagine Boomer Esiason, who's played in a Super Bowl.
I know.
MVP.
Gets in your Uber, and your thought is Joe Beningo.
What throws you off with the tweet is when the Uber driver says, I know who you are. Like, it should be implied you know who Boomer is. So that's why I went, like, lower on the rungs there. You
now,
know?
Boomer had a good sense of humor because he tweeted it clearly. But if I'm Boomer in that spot and I think about the life I've lived.
You're offended?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your message.
The number one thing is.
And we love Joe, but learning English from Joe is not exactly.
I took that as ironic.
The pain.
I think that's fascinating. Imagine what that guy sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that when people are
Mr.
learning.
Mr. Smiles Muhi.
When people are learning a different language, it probably is best to watch television or listen to the radio. I remember Wilmer Flores, who, of course, caused me to cry a decade ago. Mm-hmm. Wilmer Flores admitted he learned English by watching Friends, which is why his walk-up music was Friends.
That makes sense.
So it kind of makes sense that the guy was listening to WFA and Joe taught him English. The pain, bro! This one is from August 28th, 2012. I will never understand why HBO shows Christmas movies in August. Is that Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, or Evan Roberts?
I'm going to go. See, if that's not clever enough and witty enough to be Al, although it could be a thought Al has, I'm going to go Evan.
You're wrong.
Wow. Okay.
Well, who's the first option again?
Me, I think.
I think that's Sean.
You're wrong.
No, I like Christmas movies all year round.
The answer is Al Dukes.
Malachi Corley.
You don't like, or you do like Christmas movies in August?
I do. I like Christmas movies all year long.
I like Christmas movies. And so if I want to see a good movie, it shouldn't matter. But there is something weird about, you know, back in the old days when you actually watch TV, putting on HBO and seeing snow falling in the middle of August. Like, I have to admit, I'm not against it. If I like a movie, I like a movie. But you got to admit, it is a little weird.
But there's a lot of people, Evan, despite the fact that I may love summer, that sit in that summer heat and go, just get, there are winter people.
Yeah.
And I think that's who that services, those people that want to be merry and cherry all year long and feel cold.
Final post, and this one is very timely. This is the reason I picked this one, because if you are aware or not aware, I'll certainly let you know, the New York Jets have had a lot of injuries over the last few days, including a knee issue for Tyrod Taylor, to which Aaron Glenn was asked, hey, is this just being old? And Aaron Glenn's like, yeah, a lot of wear and tear. So it started making me think, like, well, they don't really have a third stringer. Like, I don't trust Adrian Martinez, no offense. They did bring in a rookie that they're going to take a look at, but as like a real backup, they don't have anybody. So I thought the timing of this was interesting.
Okay.
October 29th, 2023. The New York Jets should trade for Tommy DeVito. Is that...
2023?
2023. October 29th, 2023. The New York Jets should trade for Tommy DeVito.
That's pre-DeVito blowing up.
Just saying. Is that... Evan Roberts. Al Dukes. Greg Giannotti. Or Jerry Recco?
I'm going to go Jerry Recco.
You're wrong.
I'm going to go Evan on that one.
You're wrong.
The answer again is Al Dukes.
Ooh. How did Al Dukes know who...
I like to lick my hands.
He doesn't watch sports. How did he know who Tommy DeVito was before he played?
Wasn't Tommy DeVito in the preseason like a thing?
You think Al Dukes, who's lucky to watch regular season football, knew Tommy DeVito in the preseason
yes.
and remembered him by late October?
He's an Italian guy from New Jersey. You don't
think DeVito might be the answer.
You don't think Al, when did Tommy make his first start now? They got me thinking about Tommy's timetable.
He came off the bench in that Jets game, which I thought was the first week in November. Then that whole month of November was his time.
Now, let me see. I'm looking at Tommy DeVito's 2023 game log. His first, like, insertion into a game, you're right, was October 29th. So at this point, when Al Dukes tweeted this, hold on, I lost my place on what the date was.
I thought it was the 23rd of October.
So it was a week ahead of time.
What?
Wow.
How did Al must have ran into a DeVito family member in Jersey.
October 29th, 2023 is the date.
Oh, no, it is the date. You're right.
October
29th.
No, it's the day of the game.
Okay, so they're watching Zach Wilson play. And remember, DeVito had the game won. He ran
there
it in.
There you go. All right, I don't know. I don't think you need to attack Al Dukes' sports knowledge.
No,
hold on.
That's not an attack. Al jokes about it all the time.
No, I understand. But I think he knew who Tommy DeVito was the day before.
That makes sense. Having the context that it was the day of that game, that makes sense.
Can we just talk about how awful they were in that segment just there?
I was. You know what?
They both got 3 out of 4 wrong. Both of them.
I will say this. Maybe because I always have the answers in front of me. This week felt very hard.
Very hard.
Al Dukes tweeting about Tommy DeVito before it was a thing, that's a tough one.
They're all very generic, too. Even the Christmas movie one, like, Al is usually, I don't know, he's more clever than just putting out a blanket
statement. Al does, like, a setup. It's like a routine. Like, it's not just, like, a quick little thought. Yeah. You're more like that with a quick thought. Why are they doing that?
And I played the game wrong. In Tiki's chair, I played the game trying to get inside Evan Roberts' head. What does Evan Roberts want me to guess? Don't guess that and go something
right.
else.
Right. Yeah, that's not the way to play the game. You just gotta
play the game wrong.
You know the people that work here. You got to think inside of what they would say.
Next week when you play the game, Tiki plays, I don't. But if Aaron Boone was running the show, I would still play the game.
What?
He's saying that much like Aaron Boone, Evan, you would show no accountability because Sean was so bad.
I should be benched for how bad I was.
Oh, I gotcha.
It again.
Thank you for that. Let's go to Angel calling from the Bronx. What's up, Angel?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we today?
Good, man. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Well, first off, I would like to ask you a scorebook question.
Okay, sure.
I've been scorekeeping thanks to you. You've kind of like sparked it. So every time I go to a Mets game, I try to keep score.
I'm honored.
How did you score that Lindor strikeout that he reached the first base? Would you score it as a K club pitch?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Very straightforward.
Is this a real phone call?
It's a strikeout, okay, and he reaches on a wild pitch, which started that whole rally in the sixth inning. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Second thing, I want to talk about the Mets because they've been abysmal. I'm losing hope here, and I really don't want to. I love the Mets. My girlfriend made this comment the other day where he said something like, oh, these guys always hype you up. They always get this momentum. And then at the end, it just falls flat. Mm. And I feel like that's been the whole season. And she doesn't watch a lick of baseball before she met me. She just started. So the fact that she realizes that is a little crazy. I mean, what are these guys supposed to, what, why can't it be us to get the big hit? Why can't we get starters that pitch into the sixth or seventh inning? Nobody named David Peterson. He's the only guy that does it. You know, our bullpen is nailed. We're good there, but we can't get a big hit. We can't get starting pitchers to go after six innings. What's going on here?
I think Angel,
doesn't want to bring. I'm sorry.
No. I think that the two, one of the questions is very easy to answer, and the other one's complicated. The easy to answer thing is the starting pitching. Frankie Montas is not that good, and I remember when they signed him. Frankie Montas.
Yeah.
Rosie's not prepared. No, he's too busy eating.
He's eating again.
But Frankie, can you even find that Frankie Montas?
I mean, he gave us his one good drop for the day. He's hanging up the bats and balls.
He mailed it up. So when they
signed Montas.
Thank you, Keith. Frankie Montas, when they signed him, I think we all kind of had the same view. He's not any good, but hey, maybe the pitching lab gets him working. Clay Holmes is a converted reliever, so an experiment. Kodai Senga, I still trust Kodai, and I think sometimes when he's in a mechanical funk, it just continues. But Kodai Senga has never been a reliable, I'm going to give you seven innings every 6 days. So it's not surprising with Senga. Manaea missed a lot of time. Yesterday, he just imploded in the sixth inning. And you mentioned the one guy that's reliable. So I think when you look at the rotation, it's easy to understand why they're not getting a lot of innings out of their starters. So that one's an easy one. The offense not hitting with runners in scoring position, bro, I can't answer it. I can't answer why Juan Soto, who you know better than anybody as a Yankee fan last year, owned the big moment, why he's hitting 185. I can't answer that.
It's the guy you want up with runners in scoring position.
Yes! I can't answer it.
That's the one guy I am not worried about, even in the postseason. I feel like when the lights shine the brightest. Actually, Jerry Seinfeld made this comment on the Me Here, You There podcast.
Was he on?
He was on.
I'm going to download that.
He was on. Rosie was more focused on producing that than the show yesterday. So he was on with Steve, and he made the comment that last year with the Yankees and all these moments was Juan Soto's bachelor party, and now he's gotten married.
That's good.
And there,
so
now you've had these moments.
He's
yes.
comfortable.
He's comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, the runners in scoring position thing is, it's bizarre. And, you know, I try to hold out a hope with what Tommy has said, which is eventually they'll hit. And I hope that's the case. I mean, look at Pete Alonso last year. Pete Alonso did not have, you know, I love Pete. He did not have an impactful year last year. He just didn't. He really lacked the big hits on any kind of consistent basis. And then when the chips were down and the season was about to end, he supplied arguably the biggest hit in the history of the franchise.
And ruined this year's Yankees in the process.
That's right. And broke the Yankees. So it can change. But it's complicated. So when Angel says, why can't they get the big hit? I mean, we can get into the weeds on numbers. Hey, there's not a lot of bad luck. Or how they're chasing pitches or whatever you want to come up with. But the results are not good enough.
I think you reevaluate the runners in scoring position thing that final week of August in that series versus the Phillies. If you walk out of that with a month left in the season, you've lost game to Philadelphia and you haven't hit with runners in scoring position, then I think we officially stamp that these are who these Mets are. I'm willing to give them. Because I think that's when the lights turn the brightest at the end of the month.
But outside of... he's feeling pressure to live up to his contract, or like Jerry Seinfeld said, he's now married to the Mets, so he's a little more relaxed. What have we not seen from Juan Soto throughout his career that would tell us that he's not going to be clutch? He's been one of the most clutch players in the sport. He's won a championship. He went to a World Series. That's why I'm confident it's going to turn around, unless you say the contract or it's a Beltran situation where the first year it just didn't click.
Yeah, maybe it's just one of those years.
I know, but like...
like, he could have 14 years in a row where he's the most clutch Met. Maybe it's just a one-off year.
Yeah, I know, but it just... it feels like a lot of people are pointing to things that are just...
there may not be a reason for it.
I don't think there is a reason. I think we try to find them, and the contract is always convenient, yeah. But I don't have a reason. Right. I just know it's not good enough, and it's not just him. Like, Francisco Lindor has not had a good clutch season. Now, we all know he's clutch. We remember what he did last year. But the numbers are the numbers. He's got a 690 OPS with runners in scoring positions. Like, it is what it is. So I think we search for answers, and it's convenient with Juan Soto to say he's pressing. I don't even know if that's the case. I can't say that. I don't know the reason. Other than Pete Alonso. Pete has had, and I know he struck out yesterday, basically loaded one out. But Pete Alonso, his numbers with runners in scoring position have been nails all year long. He's the one guy.
And he's been clutch, too. I mean, he struck out, but he's also the reason you're back in the game.
I agree. He was 4-for-4 when he struck out. Right. I'm just pointing out that he's really been the one reliable guy in that spot.
The only situation I could think of all year long where I felt like maybe Soto was pressing was it, what night was it? Was it Friday night, Ev, where he swung at a pitch? It was the second pitch. He was up 1-0 in the count.
Yeah. Popped up the second base.
The pitcher was wild.
Yeah.
Juan is always very selective. That felt like a press and maybe the opening day against Hayden.
Yeah, but
other than that, it's like he's doing what Juan Soto does. It's just
not hitting with runners in scoring position.
Nobody can explain it.
I can't explain it. I just know it's got to be better.